If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, obviously that's Thandiswa Mazwai from the very famous album Belede.
Belede.
And this is a song made famous by Letambuli.
Yeah, Letambula. She was married to Kaifa Semenya. Kaifa Semenya wrote the song. So I started this week I've been listening to Thandiswa the whole week, trying to do a deep dive, like trying to get into the brain.
She's released a new album, yes. So this is part of the reason why we're having this conversation. So we're taking it back a little bit.
Listening to the Belede album, I actually feel a bit like an imposter today because on the last track on the album, which is called Maku Benyalo, which was written by Enoch Santonga. So the whole premise...
Benjalo,
Oh, sorry. You see, my pronunciation not so great.
It's weird.
It was written by Enoch Santonga, who's obviously more famous for being a voice that rallied the troops together during the apartheid era with Nkosi Sikelel. So he wrote that. And you can hear elements of Nkosi Sikelel in this Makunjalo song. Yeah. And the premise of this whole Belede album is that it's a tribute to her mother. Mm. Her mother was Belede, and actually Thandiswa changed her name to reflect Belede at the end. So it's Thandiswa Mazwai Belede, and actually it's a similar thing to what happened with me, because my parents had a bit of a dysfunctional relationship. Coming from a Portuguese home, males tend to be very misogynistic, you know, like it's a patriarchal society where the men dominate in the relationship. And I, throughout my whole childhood, I saw this inequality as far as my dad and my mom were concerned. And so when I got older, my middle name is Rocha, which is my mother's middle name. Mm-hmm. And we often... in society, I don't know about, I'm talking about in our society, in the Portuguese culture, we've got other names, but we don't use them.
Yes.
So they're just there, they're dormant names.
Yeah.
And I remember someone saying to me that there's frequency in your name, like the frequency that you elude, that you espouse to people is in your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I started realizing that I just had a dormant name that wasn't vibrating, and so I started insisting that everyone call me Sheldon Rocha Leal.
To me, to make sure that people remember your middle name.
Exactly, and my mother.
Yes, so
that she gets representation because it's her middle name. And I was like, my mother needs to vibrate through me. And so I think that's exactly what Thandiswa did when she added the Belede at the end, which is like, my mother also needs to resonate in this relationship. Mm. And so... now everyone calls me Sheldon Rocha Leal
because it is your name.
Exactly. And that is my name and that's what it is, and people must just deal with it. And I think there's a lot of power in a name. But anyway, in that Makunjalo song, she starts the song off, the way it's been produced is that it starts off with a speech by Miriam Makeba in 1969, in which Miriam Makeba says, "The conqueror writes history. They come, they conquered, and they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't expect people who came to invade us to write the truth about us. They will always write negative things about us. And they have to do that because they have to justify their invasion."
Mm.
And when I was listening to that, I was like, oh my goodness. Mm. It's like, I don't feel worthy to actually comment on anything that Thandiswa was done because I'm not the right guy, you know. But reflecting on the music and what I think makes her so amazing is that she is true to her brand and to herself. And you hear it, like she started off as a kwaito singer, but even there, she was with a band called Jackknife. That's where she started off, who are considered to be pioneers of the kwaito movement. And the kwaito movement, although it seemed like a very celebratory genre, was actually a protest genre. It was like a protest against the protest. It was like, we are now emancipated, we are free, we are moving forward, we need to forget what happened in the past. And I think it was a bit delusional, but it was, it served a purpose for the time. And you've got to analyze music based on where it is placed in our history. And for that time, that's what we needed. Yet, Bongo Muffin, which was the band that made her famous, which was discovered by Don Laka, on her appearance on the road, on the Shell Road to Fame.
Yes.
Does anyone even remember
that? Which she did not win.
She did not win.
He pulled her aside and said, "You, my dear, are actually it."
Yes. And in Bongo Muffin, she became known for writing conscious lyrics and being the voice of the young generation. And that's basically how she... So even then, she was doing a celebratory genre of music, but she was still putting her stamp on it. And then when she went solo, it became about jazz, and it became about her almost taking the mantle from artists like Nina Simone and Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela, Leta Mbulu, and taking that mantle from those musical activists, which I think we often downplay because music is just a pervasive thing that's always there in the background, and people don't really pay attention to it. Although the messages that musicians are sending out are subconscious, and so you might not immediately get it, but it's there. It's the message is there, and I think people like Miriam Makeba speaking at the United Nations, and you know, doing what she did, alerted people to what was going on. But it talks back to where Tandiswa came from. She came from two parents who were activists themselves and were journalists. So highly educated individuals who had a voice. And she says she was surrounded by books from a young age, and it was just a breeding ground for her to think to herself, it's fine for me to say what I need to say. And I think often people have been societally conditioned to believe that they can't say the things, but she wasn't. And she left home, went to university at Wits, and studied English literature and international relations. You know, that's what she graduated with. So this is an individual who's got something to say, and it's heard in the music.
Okay, so this is a Nina Simone. Is it a Nina Simone original? Or did she adapt it as well?
Yeah, so Nina Simone, it's from a musical called Porgy and Bess.
Yes.
Which was released in 1935. And the Nina Simone version came out in 1959.
Gotcha.
And the Nina Simone version is the most famous
version. Yes, yes.
This is Malia. And she seems to be also an activist. She graduated from university in the United States with a degree in political science and sociology. So she's
what
also,
a song.
Yeah.
What a
song. Now that song is the beauty of that whole, and just to like refer back to the Miriam Makeba speech that we started off with, this song was written by George and Ira Gershwin, you know, two Jewish guys from the United States who were very famous for doing musical theater. The theater production Porgy and Bess is predominantly African American singers. And so that was a revolution for 1935, that there was a musical on Broadway with a predominantly African-American cast. And so so this song is about Porgy and Bess. And Bess, Porgy is a homeless man. And Bess is this woman who's abused by her husband called Crown. And in the song, Bess is saying, please don't let me go back to Crown. You know, take me. I want to be with you. And there was a lot of criticism about the musical because people were saying, but George and Ira Gershwin are not black.
Mm.
So what do they know? What are they talking about? You know, like, how can they feel these feelings? Mm. Some of the words and the phrases in the music weren't correct because a lot of African-Americans say, we wouldn't say it like that.
Mm.
And so there was a lot of criticism about Porgy and Bess. And then one of the greatest musical activists ever took the song and reappropriated it. And so Nina Simone was like, this is about black representation.
Mm.
And she took the song and took it to number 18 on the charts in the United States in 1959, which was so unusual because if you look back in the history of music, 1959 was in the height of rock and roll. 15,
yes.
So to have a jazz song at number 18 on the charts was quite an achievement. And it was all pre-African Americans dominating the charts, as they did in the 1960s with Motown, where Motown just completely overruled the charts in the 60s. So black artists weren't getting representation on the charts. So for Nina Simone to take a song like this and reappropriate it and take it back onto the charts, I think is exactly what Tandiswa was trying to communicate with her album Belede, and why she cites someone like Nina Simone as one of her influences.
Mm.
And Nina Simone was a heavy activist. I mean, she was involved with Malcolm X. She was involved with Martin Luther King. She was integrally involved with the civil rights movement in the 1960s.
Mm.
So she is the ideal. I mean, she resonates with Miriam Makeba and all of the people that we've been mentioning up to this point. So it's very interesting that we bring it around like that to this song.
What a groove.
Oh, I'm such a... Wow, that song. And it's a Michelle Ndegeocello song, and Michelle and it's Michelle Ndegeocello and Tandiswa.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that it seems like these two women have had quite a long relationship musically, because in 2007, Tandiswa contributed to another Michelle Ndegeocello album, and this song is featured on Michelle Ndegeocello's album titled The Omnicord Real Book, which won a Grammy Award this year for Best Alternative Jazz Album. And Michelle Ndegeocello is famous for being a bass player, so that's why you don't hear her singing on it, but you can hear the blistering bass line on that track, because that's what she does. She's this brilliant bass player. And Tandiswa features on two songs on that album, this one called Vuma, and then on another song called The King, because Tandiswa's nickname is King the...
King Ta.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And so this is, the other song on the album is actually an interlude, and it's a poem that Tandiswa recites on the album, and it's called Ta King, then, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the other song, Vuma.
Mm.
And Michelle Ndegeocello, what is amazing about Michelle Ndegeocello sort of resonates with what we've been talking about up to this point, which is these like iconic female activist leaders. And, you know, we had Nina Simone, and we've now spoken about Maria Makeba as well, and now Michelle Ndegeocello. And Michelle Ndegeocello fits into a part of music history in the 1990s where women, you know, were like... You celebrated women for being feminine and all of that stuff. And Michelle Ndegeocello was breaking those rules in the 1990s as a female bass player, number one, as a solo artist, number two, and as a leader of the LGBT community.
Yeah.
And so she was a voice for that and a representation of that. And so for Tandiswa to embrace this is embracing another cause. Because on that Belede album, not only does she talk about, things like political activism, but also talks about sexual activism or gender politics.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the perfect symbiosis of these two individuals where they talking about similar things. And that song, I mean, it's just so inspirational. And sometimes it's not about the lyrical content of a piece of music, but how that piece of music is conveyed. Like, how do you get, like, do you feel the emotion coming through the music?
You feel it vibrate through you.
Exactly.
The song, right?
And that song is electric.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's the beauty of music, you know, and how it resonates.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
Kai
Fire Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
So, of course, still celebrating Tendisa Mazwai.
Yes.
Ingoma. This, the choice of this song, tell us.
Well, I just like the beat and the groove. So this is from her album Ibokwa.
Yes.
Which was released in 2009. So she's released three albums up to this point, and it looks like it's going to be a number four.
Yes.
So the first one was Zabalaza in 2004. And then in 2009 it was Ibokwa. And then Belede in 2016. So the last time she released an album
was a while ago.
Was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see what the evolution of Tandiswa's sound is going into this album, because there has been an evolution in
Absolutely.
Sound.
Absolutely.
So like the last album was very jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the previous albums had a little bit more maskandi and it had mbakanga music in it. So it was slightly different, and then a little bit of poetry. So it will be interesting to see how this product evolves.
And the last album... heavily influenced by others.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it was a tribute album.
Yeah.
And actually that album was recommended by Huma Sakela, who went to her and said, you should do an album of cover versions. And what I love about it is that she didn't do just cover versions. She did very specific cover versions of iconic South African songs.
And her interpretations were like...
exceptional.
Themselves iconic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and now people are referring to those as like the keystone songs. This song, Ingoma, the song, the word means song, and in Xhosa. And... what she's talking about in the song is like how music can uplift people and take you to another place, which is resonates once again with everything that we've been saying up to this point, which is like it's not only a very like superficial activism, it's an activism that is happening on multiple levels, where it's about trying to uplift society and move and shift the thinking around, you know, where we place ourselves, you know, what are we supporting, what are we doing. It's very conscious. Everything's conscious about this Tandiswa Mzwai product. And it's inspirational, because I've gone through the works now, and you can hear the evolution of the music and what Absolutely. She's trying to communicate, which is so beautiful.
So, I mean, this is our tribute to her.
Yeah.
And hopefully
and
we'll look forward to the new album.
Yeah.
Which I think has been released this week.
Or well, I didn't see it. I think it's on its way to be released. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Pending.
Yeah, so this is obviously looking forward to that. So thank you very much, Sheldon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.